Hello and welcome to this National Life Skills Academy podcast, part of our series of short introductions to essential life-worthy skills to help guide your way. So sit back and enjoy.
So, criticism. This is a tricky one, really, because it's necessary, but it's also painful. Now, compliments, we're always pleased to receive and we're pleased to give them. Constructive criticism is just as important. It might seem like criticism is a negative aspect of life, but the way in which we react to criticism tends to reflect the way it's given to us. There are different types of criticism, and so in order to take it seriously, we have to understand what those types are and how they were meant to be received. Now, it's important to know how to deal with criticism, because if you're to become a more well-rounded, rational individual who learns from your mistakes and you want to better yourself in the future, then this is a skill that you really need to be aware of. So why do we criticize? You can criticize someone in a wide variety of ways, but while criticism can be a useful tool when applied positively, like constructive critique, then it's usually a negative trait that can be usually applied when we experience things like fear and jealousy. Fear, pain, a lack of trust are traits more commonly found in people who've been hurt in the past. If in childhood, for example, somebody was abused or neglected, or the experience as a whole was just a very negative one, then they are less likely to be at peace with themselves due to the experiences they've had to come through. Now, of course, this doesn't apply to everyone whose childhood was less than ideal, but if someone grows up in a broken household, there's a slimmer chance of being taught positive lessons, like being yourself without living in fear or judgment. Brené Brown is a professor who studied shame and criticism, linked to the idea that people who criticize often feel unworthy. The criticism that comes from them is a way of shifting the spotlight away from themselves and onto others in an attempt to mask the fears that they possess of that same unworthiness that they feel. Negative traits are generally found in negative people. If you're not happy with life, whether it's how it's gone or how it's going or how you think it's going to turn out, then you're less likely to appreciate good things that happen to others. But of course, criticism isn't always a negative thing. Criticism can be used in a positive way to improve yourself in order to become a better person. It's often said that the best way to learn is through failure. You make mistakes. You learn from them. You try again. And hopefully the outcome is the one you wanted. If, for example, you failed a test, it's because you didn't revise enough. You failed to score a goal because you rushed it and missed the target. You missed the deadline because your timekeeping is poor. You don't just fail because, there's always a reason behind it. Now, the kind of criticism you really want to receive is constructive criticism. So let's chat about the varieties of criticism. Some criticism can come at you specifically. Some can be more general. Some can be aimed to a singular person or an entire group of people. Criticisms can be explicit or implicit. The thing to remember is that criticism isn't just this or that. It shifts and changes depending on what, who, where, and why. So what are the varieties that you can expect? Well, there's positive and there's negative. It might seem strange to talk about positive criticism after all that's been said, but there is such a thing. It's much easier to notice negatives than it is to notice positives. Therefore, it's important to remind people about the positives when all the focus is on the negatives. An example of positive criticism could be a justification for a certain decision. If you find yourself in a situation with two outcomes, A and B. A is awful and B is bad. You're going to choose B because it's the less harmful one. Well, it's still bad, but it's not awful. Positive criticism could sound like, well, I know it's not ideal, but it was either this or to do something 10 times worse. You're still being critical, but you're trying to focus on the positives instead of the negatives. Negative criticism, on the other hand, is, as you might have guessed, the complete opposite. Negative criticism is arguably the most commonly used criticism, as it essentially boils down to disagreeing or disproving something because it's wrong, at least to you. This can sound like, that won't work because, or you can't do that. Because negative criticism focuses on the negatives, people can be hurt by it, and in doing so, have their own beliefs and views overpowered by the critic. Then there's logical and factual criticism. Logical criticism focuses on disproving or disagreeing with a certain point of view, situation, or idea through the use of logic. Factual criticism works in a similar way, in that if arguments are made that lack certain facts or make up facts, then they are disproved with reality. These two types of criticism are mainly used when assumptions and estimates are made in order to link points together to create a conclusion, or when statements are made to suit the moment and fit in with a specific narrative. People can try to bend truth around their argument to make it seem like they're right, but logical and factual try to prevent this from occurring. Constructive and destructive criticism. Constructive criticism is something that we try to learn at an early age in order to be as helpful as possible to others. Constructive criticism looks at aiming to improve people through your criticism rather than disprove or outright disagree. People in academic professions like teachers and professors use constructive criticism, feedback. Rather than say a piece of work is rubbish, they'll try to get the student to perform better through their suggestions and advice. They'll basically mentor or coach them. With constructive criticism, however, it only works if you're willing to face the criticism in an attempt to better yourself. You can't learn from your failings if you don't recognise what your failings are. Similarly, the teacher can't just tell you what's wrong because this way they're focusing on the negatives and not letting you figure out the issue for yourself. On the other hand, destructive criticism is again the complete opposite. Whereas constructive criticism aims to improve people from their failings, destructive criticism doesn't allow the failings to happen in the first place because individuality, self-thought, and any other form of opinion is invalid in their opinion. As the name might suggest, destructive criticism is also potentially the most dangerous and can lead to personal damage to yourself and others in some way or another. Studies have shown that children that have experienced destructive criticism from authority figures like parents and teachers, etc., those same children tend to have lower levels of self-esteem, self-confidence, a lower social acceptance and ability, as well as just a general lack of basic behavioural skills. And then there's self-criticism. Well, self-criticism is the criticism that you will come across the most. This is the criticism we place on ourselves due to our own beliefs and views and actions and how other people view them and in turn how they view us. Of course, some people will be affected by self-criticism worse than others due to differing personalities. People who've accepted themselves for who they are can better combat their self-criticism, which is often more hard-hitting than anything else we receive from other people. We're harder on ourselves than most people are. However, for people who struggle to be happy within their own skin, self-criticism can be especially harmful, and in the worst-case scenarios, lead to severe issues like depression or anxiety. But self-criticism is also needed in order for us to learn and to grow. You really need to reflect, and self-criticism recognition helps you to grow and learn from your mistakes. You'll need to think things like, where did I go wrong? And how can I do better in the future? It's okay to self-criticise. In fact, it's necessary to grow. But too much can lead you into a negative spiral of self-doubt. So how on earth do we deal with criticism? Even in the positive sense, it's never really nice to hear somebody critiquing you, being critical of you. Essentially, what it's saying is you're wrong. Whether this is true or not, it's still unpleasant. But there are ways to deal with it. First and foremost, criticism says more about the other people than it does about you. It's their beliefs and their views, made from their emotions and mindsets, which then and only then are put onto you to deal with. But this doesn't necessarily make them right, does it? Context is important to remember. So, for example, a teacher or a sports coach, for example, who gives constructive criticism will most likely help you to listen and understand so that you can improve your performance. But a stranger criticizing your point of view on a subject just because it doesn't align with theirs might be best to just ignore them. Just because somebody criticizes you, your beliefs, your work, doesn't mean you have to accept it. It's their voice, not yours. You make up your own conclusions. If you do happen to agree with what they've said, or there's a part of it you can see where it's coming from, you should just evaluate it. If there's logic behind it, or you value their opinion, make a concerted effort to evaluate what they've said. Dismissing criticism that might be beneficial to you isn't the best way to deal with it, especially if that criticism comes from a good place. If you receive criticism that you agree with and you think you should change because of it, be thankful to the critic. Gratitude is needed with criticism. It might sound funny to say, but being thankful for someone telling you that you're doing something wrong or the work you're doing isn't good enough, especially when you're able to learn and grow from it, can not only help you as an individual, but improve your relationship with that person. The last thing you want to do when receiving criticism is unleash your emotions. When you become upset or irritated or defensive, your raw emotions take over and you can do things and say things that in that moment will leave you filled with regret. In life, criticism happens. You'll find yourself criticizing somebody before you even realize what you're doing. You'll get it at school, you'll get it at work, you'll get it at home. You'll get constructive, empathetic criticism from your driving instructor. You'll get it everywhere you go, but it doesn't have to be a negative thing. So by evaluating the criticism, taking a moment to think about it and consider it, and understanding who's giving it, why they're giving it, and for what reason, can help you manage criticism a lot better, which can help you become a better person overall and more self-satisfied with your own performance. Now, many of these podcasts deal with complex issues, but imperative issues, which is why they're in the podcast. Some of these podcasts you could listen to one or two times or even three times to get the full nuances, the full complexities, to make sure you understand it. This is one of those where you could go back and just listen again and see that it makes a lot more sense to you. I'll speak to you again soon. Bye.
Thanks for listening. We hope you found that to be informative and you'll sign in to listen to others in the series. We look forward to any requests or feedback. See you again soon.